This is the Oblique Life Global Goals Podcast,
discussing the challenges we face through to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals.
But more importantly, sharing the solutions inspiring us to get there.
Whether you've been following our podcast series or are new to the show, you will be hearing the name Tree Points fairly frequently. And that is because we have been partnering with them to help offset as much carbon dioxide as we can as we grow our listener base.
Tree Points is an incredible company that was founded by two inspiring London-based entrepreneurs called Anthony Colliers and Jacob Wedderburn Day. They turned what many would have seen as a hammer to their business as an opportunity to do something smart and impactful. Today, we will be interviewing Anthony to help you understand a little bit more about Tree Points and why we have partnered with them.
Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, first and foremost, can you share the Tree Points elevator pitch with our listeners?
Yeah, so Tree Points is a carbon offsetting platform that does two key things. One, it helps you very easily estimate how much carbon you are emitting and then offset it. We'll talk a bit about what that means in a second. And the second thing that we do is that we reward you for doing that as a consumer. So we have an internal kind of rewards ecosystem with points, hence Tree Points, that you can spend with partners. So 1,000 points can buy you a £10 voucher with a sustainable company like BrewDog.
Oh, amazing. I love receiving gold stars. And if that's for like helping out the environment, then that's just even better, you know?
Yeah.
So what inspired you to start this company in the first place?
So as Rumi mentioned, you know, some people might say that we were in a difficult position before. Long story short, running a travel business, COVID hits, bunch of free time. And for anyone who's familiar with the UK, the UK's response, the support that the government provided was explicitly non-participatory, as in order to be on furlough, you're actually not allowed to work on your core company. Not that there was tons that we could be doing. So Jake and I knew that we had some time and there was something there were a few areas we were interested in. Normally, you know, people are like, you know, they have some grand idea that they have to pursue. We actually sat down and said, what are the things that we care about and how could we create something that actually helps people address them? So the two that we looked at were climate change and financial inequality. And after running through a few ideas, we thought that this was the most effective option available to try and address one of those issues.
That's fantastic. And I think, you know, for any entrepreneur out there, this is exactly what being an entrepreneur is. It's about taking something that could be a challenge, turning it into an opportunity, and then looking back and saying, wow, we created two things out of one. So Anthony, I'm super, super, super proud and excited to be associated with what you guys are doing. Now, the phrase and the idea of carbon offsetting is growing in popularity. There's no question about that. But it's also misunderstood. And that's only my interpretation. Maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. Can you maybe share a little bit more detail into what exactly offsetting your carbon footprint is?
Yeah. So I think the first thing to understand is the term carbon footprint, right? Super loosely, that just means the amount of carbon dioxide emissions that you are personally responsible for. I think one thing that people might get a bit confused by there is that they think that may be a very clearly defined term. And actually, you know, whether you're thinking about your share of production within your company or your country, sorry, or your share of consumption within your country, or whether you should be thinking, you know, not looking at it as a country, looking at it as regions or similar, it's actually quite hard to measure. And it's one of those things that it's hard to find a kind of objective truth on. We can do research, we can come up with suggestions, but it's not the kind of thing where you can just stick in a thermometer and say, yeah, this is the exact number that everybody has. Carbon offsetting is basically the idea that we can take responsibility for our footprint and counteract it by taking credit or partaking in some projects that, instead of emitting carbon dioxide, prevent emissions or sequester emissions. So that would be stopping some emissions that would have otherwise happened or taking carbon in. It'll typically be in the format of reforestation that, you know, everyone knows about the planting trees. But some of the biggest projects are on renewables. Or they can also be on moving communities from fossil fuel-based technologies onto biogas and similar technologies.
Amazing. So one question that we always get asked to us is, how do you know where your money is going? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is one thing that we really admire about you guys is the transparency. So could you share with our listeners a bit more detail into how the process works?
Yep. So the whole system of carbon offsetting, you know, I've said, oh, you invest in these projects. Like you say, how do you know the money is going there? The whole system is based on, first of all, a couple standardizing bodies. So one of them is run by the WWF, and I believe that one's gold standard. Another one is run by VERA, VCS. They're the kind of global standards for voluntary offsets. They are basically independent bodies, nonprofits, who will go out to these projects. They will, first of all, measure how much carbon dioxide they think is going to be prevented from being emitted or sequestered. And then secondly, actually importantly, they validate that these projects couldn't happen unless these certificates are able to be provided and sold for voluntary offsetting. Because obviously, if it was going to happen anyway, then it's not actually an offset, right? That's how they have a, you know, they have some transparency and legitimacy. They have registries of who has purchased these carbon credits. And then from our end, obviously, it's important for our users to know, okay, where's my money going? How is this being properly attributed? Are they double counting or not? So we share all the links to registries such as VCS and Gold Standard that show these are carbon credits that we have verifiably purchased. And what we do is we bulk purchase in order to bring wholesale rates to consumers, which is why we're cheaper than going directly onto these platforms. And then we also share a log of our monthly contributions from both our customers, our businesses, business API users, and direct invoices. So anybody who is offsetting through us, you'll see a little summary in our monthly updates, and it'll be counted against those linked registry credits that we've purchased. So you can see paper trail of both from the standardization body and from us where all the money is going.
That's awesome, Anthony. And just let's put it in context, right? So the Oblique Live, when we hit our 10,000 listeners, those 10,000 kilograms of CO2 that we want to offset, the listener will be able to go into your website, into your platform, and measure, will see the transparent offset that actually happened. They'll be able to see where that money went and where the offset happened. Is that's correct, right?
Yeah. So there'll be a little part in our website where you can see how much, for example, the Oblique Life has offset. And then we'll link that into our registry and payments ledgers so that you can work out, okay, this is the part of the say VCS registry that has been attributed to them. So then you can kind of get a little paper trail. Exactly. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I think that's exactly what this whole movement needs, is transparency with it, because unless we have that, it's very easy to make it another greenwashing exercise. And that's why I'm really glad that you guys have taken that step and ensured that we can have transparency. Just for the listeners, can you maybe give some more examples of some of the projects you are working with right now, just so they can understand? Because obviously the tree planting and reforestation is something that's become more wide and mainstream, but perhaps on more of the renewable energy projects or other offsetting activities, can you maybe share some tangible examples they can really understand what this offset looks like or where it's happening?
Yeah. So the main project that we're supporting at the moment, actually, so we will basically monthly or bi-monthly negotiate new projects that we will purchase bulk offsets from. The main project that we're supporting at the moment is actually a selection of wind farms in India and China. Basically, I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, because actually we spoke about offsetting. I should have put this in the context of reduction. When it comes to carbon footprint, the two things you can do are reduce your output or buy things to counterbalance, buy offsets to counterbalance your output, right? I think most people don't realize that about 50 to 60% of their personal footprint is not down to, you know, reasonable decisions that they can reduce, like their diet. Not to say that doesn't have a big impact, but it's down to simply using energy, right? You know, the fact that you are in a house on a computer, you use electronic products all day, you have a heating system, that may be electric, it may be gas. But all of these are somewhat unavoidable, right? Unless you live in a log cabin and, you know, use fire to heat your building, but it's a pretty unreasonable standard. So at the moment, we're supporting these renewable projects because they're actually some of the most cost-effective ways to help reduce carbon emissions. They basically go out to projects that otherwise couldn't affordably happen. And then they can use this money from the certificates to mean that they can build more wind farms that helps more communities move off of fossil fuels onto hydroelectric or wind-powered energy.
That's fantastic. And thanks for clearing that up and also sharing those examples.
I guess final question for you, my friend, is, so what are you hoping to achieve in the long run with Tree Points?
So the aim in the long run with Tree Points is, you know, it goes without saying, to offset as much carbon as possible. I should probably have made clear earlier that it is structured as a social enterprise. Its primary aim is to maximize impact in that regard, not profits. So we're committed to putting 50% of any profits that would be generated into the exact same projects or similar work to fighting climate change. Our aim within sort of a 10-year time frame would be to offset £1 billion worth. £10 billion would be very, very ambitious. But
if you make go really, for £10 billion, Anthony, I love that. That's ambitious.
Yeah, I'll go for it. I misspoke, but now we'll go for ten. in order to achieve that, I think in terms of mindset, really what we're looking to build in terms of a product is, I think there's a lot of people who care deeply about you know, climate change. They're certainly worried about it. If you ask majority of millennials, it's you know, what they think is the biggest risk to society. But we can often feel like we don't know practical ways that we can do more, or the practical ways that we're told we don't realize are actually not necessarily as effective as they could be, right? So you know, a lot of people be like, I should probably, I don't know, recycle, which is, you know, to clarify, offsets are not something you do to validate not bothering doing reductions, right? You should prioritize reductions. But I think some people, you know, may end up feeling like, okay, I can reduce my meat intake and recycle, and then feeling a bit lost as to what more they can do. So in order to achieve that, it really needs to be a product that can be reached by pretty much any the kind of normal user who wants to do something but doesn't understand, and perhaps isn't a hardcore climate nerd, so doesn't even necessarily understand how to find these carbon credits and purchase them themselves. Not that they would be any cheaper if you didn't use the bulk buying power of an aggregator.
Yeah, because I feel like that is like a problem. People are like, okay, I'm recycling now, I'm composting now, I'm cutting back on meat consumption, or I'm trying to become vegetarian, vegan. What's the next step?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I find from our talks to customers, there is a little bit, like I said, there's a little misalignment between the outputs and what people are doing, because those things are difficult commitments to make. And most people don't realize that those reductions, because so much of, you know, a normal modern life has carbon outputs, they don't realize that may only reduce their footprint by, say, 50%, right? The other 50% is, you know, if you're living a modern life, relatively unavoidable. They also don't realize that, you know, it only takes, say, £5 a month. I mean, we actually do £325 for an average UK resident's footprint, £650 for two. It only takes, say, you know, £5-6 to almost double cover their footprint in offsets, depending on how much you travel and similar stuff.
I think that's it, right? It's about, you know, it's combining the both. You know, reduction is a conscious effort, and it changes the mindset. Mm. And that's, we discussed that in this series, in this season one, especially about your behavioral mindset needs to change if you want to do something. But at the same time, you need solutions like yourself to make that scalability and really amplify the impact of what you can do. Which is why it all comes together. So, you know, I always want to say this has been fantastic. Thank you for sharing, you know, a bit more insight into Tree Points. To the listeners out there, this is Tree Points. This is Anthony Collias, one of the founders who started this awesome company. We are supporting it with the Oblique Life. And as you would have heard in our various episodes, our aim is to offset as much as we can. So please do share this podcast. Make sure the listeners out there are spreading the word, because every listener that comes in allows us to offset more CO2. So thank you again. This is Romy Sumaria, one of your co-hosts, signing out.
And this is the other half, Ben Joseph. Have a wonderful day.
Bye, guys. Nice chat. And people, feel free to check out treepoints.green if you want to offset your footprint.